All right, so today, you'll notice on the front of your bulletin, today is the culmination of really 13, 14 weeks together. And this morning, we're going to have what we call a commissioning service. First one done, as we know of in history, for a church. So you're in on it. So our text really is Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24, which actually was a text with which we began the series. Paul's writing to slaves in a city called Colossae. And slaves, we would say, have the worst job in the empire. In not having any choices. Talk about boredom, talk about oppression, talk about being in an evil, destructive environment. And Paul is writing to them because Paul understands that something has broken in of the kingdom of God and that their work now has been transformed because who they are has been transformed. And Paul writes them and says, whatever you do now, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. And he really just, he transforms their whole understanding of themselves and their lives. Because the moment you become a Christian, you are called. Now, many of you will notice, what's this behind you? It's the Tower of Babel. Very good. From Genesis chapter 11. From the very beginning, God created you and created me to create. He created us to work and to create in the earth and to shape the earth. But you were made in God's image to work. It's part of what it means to be an image bearer. And whether paid or unpaid. And that work is going to continue actually into eternity, as we saw in our series. But from the very beginning, our first parents through on, and then as we move to Genesis chapter 11, rather than going outward and leaving out of a sense of calling to create and shape, men and women began to build a tower. And we're concerned about security and comfort, and my life is overwhelming. And so they began to build what's called the Tower of Babel. And rather than be concerned about their calling and God's name and God's purposes, it was all about their name and their purpose. And so God scatters them in the Tower of Babel, and then he calls a man named Abraham, if you remember in Genesis chapter 12. And he says, Abraham, you are to leave, and you are to go into the unknown to fulfill your calling and to serve me. And really, and Abraham models for us your life and my life, and that your life is enormously significant. You've been called as well by God, by name, just like Abraham was called by name, and Isaiah was called by name, and Jeremiah was called by name, and James and John were called by name. So when you surrender your life to Christ and receive him as Lord and Savior, you become a Christian. At that moment, you are called. That's why there is deep within you a sense that your life is different. Your life has something to it that's beyond just going to work, just go and entertain yourself, just building your own tower. You're not like everybody else around you. As Jesus says, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And if you're a Christian here today, deep down in you know that something in you leaps inside when you hear that verse, that my life is significant. I've been chosen by God. And not to live in a Tower of Babel, but like Abraham, to leave and to go. And your life is significant. And so we've talked about that the idea of calling has been very confused in our culture. Calling's been confused with, I've been called to be a doctor or a lawyer, and we take vocational tests. That's not what the Bible understands as calling, maybe a part of it. Calling has been reduced to people who are missionaries or full-time pastors, and like that's calling in professional Christian service. That's not what the Bible's talking about when it refers to calling. It refers to every Christian is fully called by God and from the moment you come to Christ. And then so God's world is not split into two parts. We have spiritual and you have secular pursuits. Now you're in church, you're spiritual, you'll go home, you'll be secular, you'll do your laundry, you'll pay your bills, you'll go to work in the morning, and you have to just get through that. In God's eyes, it's all spiritual. And so we spent the whole series unpacking this little circle here, that your calling is your whole life. And so this past week, I was with my children, my daughters, and I was very aware of the fact of the focus of my calling was parenting and enjoying them. And spending time with them. It's just as much as my calling is right now to be bringing you a short word from Scripture. And so we've had this theme of I'm in full-time ministry, that every one of us, I'm a carpenter, I'm an at-home mom, I'm a doctor, I'm a real estate agent, and I'm in full-time ministry. And that Jesus, we've talked about, sends Christians into immoral places, sometimes very evil places, just like he sent Zacchaeus and Daniel. But he sends us there that we might be salt for Christ, that we might be prudent, we might be generous. At the same time, our works might transform us. And so here's been our series for the last 13 weeks. We began with your calling is your whole life. That was the very first message from Colossians 3. And then we talked about the spirituality of work and the first commission, that there's two commissions. The first commission is you are to work, create and shape, and then the second commission is to go out and make disciples of all nations. They're both valid. We talked about the parable of the talents and Zacchaeus, and then we're called like Daniel to resistance, and Nehemiah letting our work transform us. Then we talked about prudence and the great call to be prudent in our lives, and then generous, and then we go through deserts in which it's an inner journey where God reveals himself to us. We talked about how work will last eternally in the new city, and then we're called to work from our rest. And we actually closed 3 weeks ago with a daily office. And if you were here 3 weeks ago, we actually gave out a daily office booklet. If you were not here on your way out, I want to encourage you to pick one up, all right, and take it home. Many of you have been doing a daily office for the last few weeks around our different themes, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful series. And so today, to kind of culminate the series, we are going to do a commissioning service. And so we're going to begin with the next phase of the service by watching a DVD. It's about a seven-minute DVD, and this short DVD gives you a tapestry of some of the faces at New Life as a family, as different ones of us are in different spheres of work, working out our calling. Now, just two notes. One is, not all of you who sent pictures are going to be in the DVD, all right? There just wasn't space for everybody. There was just too many. And then secondly, you're going to notice that some of the voices don't match the people who are speaking. Only because of the constraints of time that, you know, you guys were, or people were sending in, you know, their testimonies along with their pictures, but Gideon and Jim were doing the video. They had such constraints of time, they could only get to so many people before it was time to do the service. So they did a great job, as you'll see in just a moment. So let's dim the lights, and let's begin.
My name is Raymond Samadi. I'm a full-time ministry, and I work as a designer and seamstress, and this is one of the best ways that I reach out to one in one.
Hi, my name is Monique Carrella. As a born-again advisor counselor and full-time ministry in the real estate field, I position Christ at the center of every transaction and gain his power by submitting the process and the outcome to Christ.
Hi, my name is Marlo. I'm in full-time ministry as a project manager. I keep honesty and integrity at the forefront when conducting business, especially when I negotiate deals. I don't lie, even if it means I lose a contract.
Hi, my name is Sri, and I am in full-time ministry. I work as a small business owner. One of the ways I create and shape is to help people retain more knowledge through more effective presentation.
Hi, my name is Alan Chang. I'm in a full-time ministry as a lawyer. As an in-house attorney for a large electronic distributor, I facilitate our business, which is to sell electronic parts to companies that build products that require electronics, thereby providing for goods and services that improve our lives or keep us all safe.
Hi, my name is Jean Faith Little. I am in full-time ministry as a technical writer for the Air Pollution Control Division in Denver, Colorado. I provide compassion, understanding, and clarity for people who are in the enforcement process, serving as a bridge between the public and their government.
Hi, my name is Kate, and I am an accountant by day and a musician by night. I create and shape during the day by creating and shaping Excel spreadsheets and taking care of the books for my company. And then at night, I create and shape by writing songs and singing, which is my passion.
Hi, my name is Alana Johnson, and I'm in full-time ministry as a location scout. I find that locations for film and television, and one of the ways that I create and shape is to find locations that are specific to the story that the writer is trying to tell so that visually it's translated to the screen for your enjoyment.
Hi, my name is Lillian Lynn, and I'm in full-time ministry. I work as a recruiter slash headhunter. One of the ways I create and shape is by speaking and listening to candidates so that together we can figure out how they use their gifts and talents on their jobs. Oftentimes, it's surprising even to them.
Hi, my name is Valerie Chung. I'm in full-time ministry as a family therapist, art therapist, and case manager. As a family therapist, I advocate for struggling families and provide therapeutic services to help them reach a healthier level of functioning.
My name is Thea, and I am in full-time ministry. I work as a mom, and I love my job. Ways I create and shape is by helping my children to love God and life and to grow up to be loving human beings who give back what was so freely given to them. Attached are a couple of pictures that are a work in progress and results of my devotion to my ministry.
Hi, my name is Jessica. I am full-time ministry as a transportation account manager for the Office of Pupil Transportation, a division of the Department of Education. One of the ways I create and shape by making sure that students with special needs are provided with safe and timely transportation to and from school, as well as assisting school staff with understanding and adhering to the policies and procedures of the Office of Pupil Transportation.
Hi, my name is Josie Figueroa. I am in full-time ministry as a supervisor in the accounts receivable department of a large city hospital in the South Bronx. I train staff to assist patients in the process of obtaining payment from their health insurances. I truly enjoy my job and know God has placed me there to touch the lives of those I supervise. I try to impart in some way many of the EHS principles I've learned at New Line Fellowship.
Hi, my name is Miriam. I'm a full-time ministry as a legal drug dealer. One of the ways I create shape is by preparing and dispensing medications used by the anesthesiologists and surgeons prior to all kinds of surgery.
Hi, my name is Madeline Barrio. I am a nurse to my best girl Beatrice, or B, as I call her. I am with her 12 hours a day for 2 days of the week, and those 24 hours are some of the best hours of the week.
Hi, my name is Maria Berrio, a fourth grade dual language teacher. As teacher, I convey the academic, social, and emotional growth of 48, 9, and 10 year olds.
My name is Beverly Rachel, and I'm a full-time nurse. I work as a mentor. One of the ways I create and shape is by giving support and assistance to new teachers as they strive to educate the next generation.
Hi, my name is Sue Schneider. One of the greatest challenges of coming to the United States is overcoming the language barrier. Learning English can open many doors for employment and opportunity. I help people develop English language skills to help them transition to their new home. Being able to work as an ESL teacher is a joy and a blessing from God.
Hi, my name is Colleen Chan. I work as a teacher. One of the ways I create and shape is to love and encourage my students to be their best. I influence the minds and hearts of the next generation.
Hi, my name is Joe Phillip. I'm a full-time minister as a physician. As a physician, I care for the sick and advocate for their health and well-being.
I am Aya Padilla. I am in full-time ministry and I work as a stay-at-home mom and wife. One of the ways I create and shape is raising Amber to have a personal relationship with Christ. I also make sure Red and Amber have a clean home, clean clothes, and nutritious fresh food to eat every day.
Hi, my name is Sonia. Now I can also say that I am a small business owner and I am in full-time ministry. The concept that our whole life is our calling has enabled me to look at my work, my marriage, my family, my friendships, my customers, the people I do business with differently, and has revolutionized the way I now operate. It has shattered the door of compartmentalization of secular and sacred.
Thank you to all of you who sent in a picture and shared a little bit of your story. We really appreciate it. And again, thank you to Jim and Gideon, who are definitely under time pressure. Thank you so much. So a commissioning service, if some of you are familiar with that, is usually done or has been done in the past with pastors and missionaries. They're the ones that have been recognized, prayed for, hands laid on, and kind of sent off for their calling. But this morning, we're kind of shattering the sacred-secular split. And we are recognizing that every one of us who have chosen to follow Christ are called, period. And we really want to recognize you this morning, specifically in the area of work, because that is where you spend most of your waking hours. So what we're going to do now is we're going to actually highlight the many areas of work there are to give you an opportunity to find out, you know, which area you fit in. So then our elders are going to come up and we're going to then recognize each of your areas separately. and really appreciate them, and we want to thank God for you. And then we'll culminate the service by one praying for you, elders up here laying hands on you from here, and then giving you an ID card, a full-time ministry ID card that recognizes. Now, this card is what you're going to receive at the end of the service. Some of you may be familiar with the fact that many pastors do have ID cards. I'm going to pull one out. And their cards actually get them great parking spots at hospitals and funeral parlors for weddings. Because with that card, they can marry people, get into hospitals at all hours of the night. This card will not give you a special parking place. But we esteem the card because we want you to take it as a reminder. You put it in your wallet, you put it someplace visible at work or at home to remind you your whole life is a calling. That is your identity. Not maybe the work itself, but that we work and labor and do all of our work for Christ, okay? So if you'll go ahead and put up what I'm going to do now, I'm going to ask the elders to come forward that are going to be praying for you and this morning. First, I want you to actually look up at the screen. As I read each area, please pay attention to where you fit. Now, if I go through them and you're not sure where you fit, be creative and find a spot. So, for example, if you're a veterinarian technician, where would you fit? Well, I might put you under healthcare or medical care. If you're a researcher for nonprofit, you could go under social services, nonprofit. If you're a professional clown in the circus, I would go under arts for theater. If at the end you absolutely cannot find a place for your very custom-made job, then we will put you under the unmentionable other. Okay? And it's just as sacred as all of the other them. We just couldn't come up with a title. So here we go. Business, healthcare, medical field, education, social services, service and retail industry, city workers, government, construction, tradespeople, arts, students, sales and related occupations, transitions, retired, parenting, home, transportation, church, parachurch, legal profession, and other. Some of you may actually stand for two areas. So what we're going to do now is have the elders, when your area is red, we want to ask you to stand. And we want you to just stay standing for a moment, because the rest of us, your church family, we want to look around and we want to say, oh, that's who's in business at New Life. Oh, that's who's in the arts. Oh, that's who's in education. And we want to just appreciate you and cheer you on in your calling. Okay? So the elder will call your area, stand, remaining standing so we can appreciate you, and then they'll ask you to be seated. Okay. Here we go.
All right. For those who are called to create and shape in business, please stand. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated.
And for those who are called to create medical care, health care and medical arena, please stand.
For those who are called to shape and create in the educational arena, those who invest in lives, and those who transform the hearts and minds of the learned, please stand.
Thank you.
For those who are called to social services to create and shape the rest of us, please stand.
Thank you. For those call to create and shape in the service and retail industry, please stand.
Those who are called to create and shape in the area, the arena of construction, who make life a little bit more comfortable, that reflects the strength, the beauty, and integrity of the kingdom, please stand.
For those called to create and shape in the beautiful and refreshing arts arena, please stand.
For those of you who are called to create and shape as students from junior high all the way up to post-grad school, please stand.
For those who are called to create and shape during their transitional arena, those who might be experiencing creative dislocation, the uncomfortable in between, who has the hope of newness, please stand.
For those called to create and shape in the wonderful world of retirement.
Why do we all want to create and shape retired? That's the question. It got the biggest round of applause for a service as well. So. They made it. That's right. Okay, for those who are called to create and shape in parenting or at home, please stand.
For those who are called to create and shape, invest in their lives in the arena of church and parachurch to make the bride of Christ even more beautiful. Please stand.
Create and shape for a much needed legal arena, please stand.
And for all those of you who are other and have been called to create and shape, please stand. If we did not get you, please stand. Wonderful, thank you. So what we're gonna do is this is a card that you'll receive in just a few moments. So now, traditionally, again, as Jerry mentioned, a church would lay hands on a missionary going out to go overseas because they're being sent. And the understanding is they're being sent by some kind of spiritual authority, a church or a denomination. And so what we're going to do right now is we're going to commission those of you who would like to be commissioned. Now we're going to force you to stay. If you're a Christian, you have been called by Christ. Okay, but it's something you accept. You know, you receive it. And so we're not going to, like, force you. We're going to invite you to say yes to being commissioned. Now, most of you stood for something, okay, about your workplace. But now I want to invite those of you who want to be commissioned. I'm going to speak a prayer over you. We're going to speak to you as an elders. We're going to send you in the grace and the power of God. And it's a moment that we would exercise the authority given to us by God on your behalf, that you might receive his grace and his power to go forth and really like Abraham, going out from a Tower of Babel out into the world for the sake of Christ. And so if you'd like to be commissioned, I want to invite you all to stand. Those of you who would like to do that, we're going to pray for you. So please stand. Now we're going to begin by reading the card. And again, you'll receive the card after this in a few minutes. But we're going to read it aloud together. And it's an affirmation. All right, before God, just like we would affirm in reciting, for example, the Nicene Creed, to the powers of heaven and hell, that this is who I am, who God's called me to be. And then I will pray, and we will pray for you. And then, so when I pray for you, I'm going to invite you to kind of open up your hands when that moment comes of just, you know, receive, because you're going to be receiving from God, all right, after we read. So we're going to read it, and then I'm going to pray for you. So let's begin by reading together. This certifies that I am a full-time minister, that is, servant of Jesus Christ. I am called to allow Christ to transform me, create and shape, build community, and push back the powers of evil at work, church, family, neighborhood, and wherever I go. All right, so now I invite you maybe to close your eyes, maybe your hands up, just palms up towards heaven to receive from God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we at New Life Fellowship Church, under the authority of Jesus Christ, we now commission you and we send you out. You are God's servant, gifted with dreams and visions. Upon you may the grace of God rest like a flame of fire. May you love and serve the Lord Jesus in the strength of the Holy Spirit. May the peace of Christ be with you and fill you. May the strong arms of Christ sustain you. And may the power of the Holy Spirit strengthen you in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Please be seated. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to do an office together, a daily office. You remember, an office is something we've encouraged everyone to do as a church family, that we pause two or three times a day. We stop to remember God, a little bit of silence, a little bit of scripture, a little bit of devotion, something to kind of get us to center on God, so that during the day when we're at work or busy doing things, active, we're remembering God. That's the great challenge of the Christian life, is to be in communion with God all through the day. And so the purpose of pausing and stopping two, three times a day for what we call offices to remember God is so that we are aware of his presence all through the day, to 24 hours. So what I'm going to do is we're going to just do an abbreviated daily office from one of our offices that, again, you can pick up downstairs from the end of the first day on the spirituality of your work. So just follow me. We're going to begin with a minute of silence, 1 minute of silence. We're going to end with a minute of silence. And then I'll lead you through the rest of it, okay? So get comfortable here. In fact, before we begin, just notice there's a scripture reading. We'll read the scripture together when it comes time to it after the minute. But you'll notice it says, God bless them and says to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth. So the word be fruitful and increase in number, that's the word for create, what we're called to create. It's not just biologically to bear children, as some females are called to do, but we're all called to create. And then the word fill the earth and subdue it. The word subdue it is the word in Hebrew for shaping. That's why we've had this theme of this series has been we're called to create and shape in all arenas of life. We're not passive, bored people. We are actively engaging our society for Christ in creating and shaping. Okay, just to give you a little background. All right, so again, what makes our, we talk about silence in New Life. What makes our silence unique is we're silent before the Lord. We're not just silent into outer space. God is here, and we're being still before him. All right, so let's begin with a minute of silence, and then I'll lead us forward, and we'll read the scripture together. Let's begin. Now let's read aloud together the scripture reading from Genesis 1. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. And I'll just read this devotional. God worked in creating and shaping the world. We as human beings are to image him in creating and shaping the earth. We create and shape when we prepare a meal, clean our offices, set goals for our day, care for the environment, raise children, produce goods and services for others, steward our possessions, write a business plan for work, etc. Because of sin, however, our work is now marked by frustration and failure. Part of Jesus' work on the cross is to restore God's original purpose for work. Now all of our work is spiritual. We are now invited to operate as close to what God intended as possible, creating and shaping in every area of our lives. And so now, this is a question, and we'll take a minute of silence at the end of this question to ponder. Every moment of every day, we either create or shape in the chaos of the world, or we tear down and contribute to the world's chaos. How can you be intentionally creating and shaping today? So let's take a minute now of silence before the Lord, just pondering that question. And so now let's close together and pray aloud the prayer on the PowerPoint behind you. So together. Lord, every day confronts me with difficult choices to create and shape or ignore and quit the challenges around me. Help me to see my work as central to my calling and my relationship to you. Empower me with your spirit to work like you in creating and shaping the world around me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Well done. Wonderful. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to invite the staff to get in their positions, if you could. And what we're going to do is we've created a little ministry card that you can, business card kind of thing, you can put in your wallet or carry with you. And for those of you, you know, who stood, worship team is going to come forward, wherever you are. And as we worship, we're going to invite you to come forward, and just like we would have it normally for a communion, you'd come forward for communion, you're going to come forward to receive your full-time ministry ID card. And we wanted to create a bit of a formality and a ritual to it because we believe it's very significant and sacred and holy moment. You received a prayer of commissioning, and now we're going to give you your little full-time ministry ID card. So if you could all stand with me, that would be great as we worship together. Now, we're not going to ask you to stop for communion. This is not communion. All right, that's for, well, at the end of the service, there'll be opportunity for communion. But there's going to be four centers up here in the front, over there, just like we're communion center. There'll be Laura's over here, Drew, Rich, and Peter Roden's over there. So there's four up front, and there's two up in the back, back balcony. So there's a lot of you. You got Mike and Jackie, and Jim's floating. And you'll receive your card, okay? So let me pray as we begin this, and the ushers will guide you, at least in the front here. I don't believe they're going to guide the balconies, but at least the first rows here. Okay, so let's pray as we offer this time to Christ. And really, Lord, who are we? Just like, who are we to come to the Lord's table, to your table of communion? But Lord, we marvel at grace, free mercy. And so we come in the name of Jesus. We come based on the work of Jesus, based on the blood of Jesus alone. And we thank you for the great privilege and gift it is to be called by name, to be called by you, commissioned by you. So anoint, Lord, this time of receiving this little certificate, this little card, to remind us of our full-time commissioning right from heaven. So bless and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. All right, I'm going to ask that you, those of you who have cards, we're going to close. I'm going to pray. We're going to pray over you and just pray over the cards and a blessing. But as we do, the communion table's over to your left. And as we close, and I want to invite you to come and eat and drink of Christ, again, as he is our life and all of our life and everywhere we go. And so thus we celebrate that weekly, just eating and drinking of Christ, and you're welcome to come and celebrate the Lord's Supper. At the same time, there's going to be some altar teams over here to your left. And I know it's very easy to fall into feeling like your life is just insignificant. You're just boring and nothing's happening. It's not going anywhere. And I hope you've heard loud and clear, God's got a tremendous call on your life and a purpose for your life, and he's placed you here for a reason. You may not know all what it is by any means, but God's good hand is upon you. And especially for those of you who are feeling just disconnected from that, whether you're not even sure you're a Christian or just even as a Christian, you lost perspective. It's very easy to do. We want to invite you to come forward, to really just break the powers of the demonic on you and just set you free. Because your life is enormously significant. And every week we also pray for healing of all kinds and deliverances and salvation. And so you're invited to come for that as well. They'll stay here as long as you need to stay. We anoint with oil and pray the power of God on you. And we believe in the power of prayer. So you feel free to come here as we close the service. Don't run out. Okay? Wonderful. All right, so let's just give your cards, just hold it up, and let's just receive a blessing from God as we are dismissed and go from here. And so may the beautiful face of God shine upon you. And may you have the grace to lift up your face towards God and not be ashamed because of Christ. And may his peace flood you. May his joy drive out despair. And may you know the purpose, the uniqueness, the wonder, the glory of your life here on earth. That every day you have is numbered and wonderful before him. And so may this card, may God use it in such a way to remind you of who you are. And so be blessed as you go. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.